Welcome back to Nachyomi. Today we're going to be focusing on Yechezkel Perek Yud Aleph, the 11th chapter of Sefer Yechezkel. And at this point in time, Yechezkel is still really hanging in the air. He's amid a vision above Yerushalayim, which he's been at from Perek Ches, Tes, Yud. And now Yud Aleph is the last part of this vision. There's two parts to this Perek. The first part of the Nevuah is to the sinners in Yerushalayim. And the last part of the Perek is to those already exiled in Bavel. And we're going to look at these as two sides of the coin, essentially. And as we have seen in Sefer Yirmiyahu, we see that there are two very different audiences. We know that there are two stages of exile. There's first those who are exiled like Yechezkel himself with Yechoniah in the first stage of exile. Another 12 years later were those exiled with Tzidkiyahu HaMelech in the final exile when the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. So we're going to see the contrast of these two nevuos, of these two prophecies, to these two groups. So the first part of this perek runs from Pasuk Aleph to Yud Gimel. This is the first section. And it says how this ruach brings Yechezkel over to the east gate of the temple. And there are 25 people there. And among them are Yazniyahu ben Azur and Paltiyahu ben Benayahu. They are the Sareyahom, they're the leaders of the people. And Hashem says, speak to these people, give a nevuah to them, because you know what they're saying? They say, Lo bekorov bon benois batim, hi asir v'anachnu babasar. They say, you know what? It's not that the danger's not too close. That's why I'm reading it. We can still build houses. It is the pot and we are the meat, which the Mefarshim explain is that Yerushalayim is like the pot which will protect its contents from all harm. We're all right. So therefore, Hashem says, tell them the following. You know, you think that you're going to escape. Here, Beisim Chalelchem Ba'ir Azois, Umelai Asom Chutzo Seho Chalal. It's going to be full of corpses in and out of the city. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Heimo Ba Habasar Vihi Asir. You think you're the meat protected by the pot. I'm going to pull you out of the city to die. You worried about the sword? I'll bring the sword against you. HaKadosh Baruch Hu saying, I'm going to take you and bring you out into the hands of foreign natives who are going to attack you. I'm going to do judgment against you. You're all going to die and be strewn around the city. And there's no longer going to be a pot to protect you. Why? V'yadatem ki ani Hashem. You're going to know that I'm Hashem asher b'chuki loy halachtem. You do not go in my statutes. You do not walk in my laws. And therefore, this is why I'm going to give you to the nations around you. And as Yechezkel hears this nevuah, and he gives this nevuah over to these 25 people, at that moment in time, Upaltayahu ben Banayu mace. Boom. Right then, Paltayahu, one of the people who's the recipient of this prophecy, dies. And Yechezkel cries out to Hashem. And he says, Ezakol Gadol, I call in a great voice. He says, Hashem, Kolatem Ose Es Sheris Yisrael, you're going to kill all of Israel? This is the end of the first part of the prophecy. We've noticed, by the way, that Yechezkel, as passive as he is, protests against some of the decrees of HaKadosh Baruch Hu at this point in time, which he feels are perhaps too stringent or too harsh. We have to think about his role in that respect. Let's just think about a few things over here. First of all, who are these 25 people? So if we were talking about numbers, you will remember that in Perek Ches, in the 8th chapter, Yechezkel saw a vision of 25 people who are facing away from the Mizbeach and bowing towards the east to the sun, with their backs towards the Mizbeach. And as the Gemara and Sukkah had said, that they were actually going to the bathroom with their backs to the Beis HaMikdash. Terrible, terrible embarrassment. These are those 25 people who are talking about. So really people of, you know, such callousness, with such actions, that's who we're talking about. Why does he protest then if the head of them, if Paltiel, dies? So it's interesting. The Malbim says that when he gave this nevuah, it sounds like he's giving the nevuah that that people will be brought out of Yerushalayim to be killed when the Golus comes, when the siege will start. But with the fact that Paltiel dies now indicates that the nevuah isn't simply on these 25 people, that we'll call it in the epicenter of sinning, but it must be referring to the rest of Bnei Yisrael, because what happened to Paltiel was he died immediately in the city. So the nevuah must have been referring to the rest of Bnei Yisrael. So he says, I was comfortable giving the nevuah to these immediate sinners. But those who are more, you know, we will call it in the peripheral circles of sinning, if that's going to apply to them, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how can you kill them? The Radak and the Abarbanel go in a similar way, vein, and they say that, you know, maybe what it is that they see that this, he may be a bad person, but he's the leader. And the fact that he wasn't given any time is an indicator that the people themselves have a lot to fear, and Yechezkel was terrified about that. So almost in response to Yechezkel's concerns, we move into the second part of the Perek. And this part of the Perek runs from Yudalet to Chofei, which is really the end of the Perek. And now the shift is a pivot towards Achecho, Achecho, Anshei Geula Secho. Those are your brothers who are in your who are those in the Geula Secho, your Geula. Chol Beis Yisrael Kula Asher Amru Lohem Yoshei Yerushalayim Rachakum El Hashem Lonu Hinitno Haaretz Lemarasha. You have been distanced from the land; it's been given to us as an inheritance. As Rashi explains, that the audience of this prophecy that Yechezkel is now turning to, his second audience in this parak, are those already in Bavel who were claimed about, meaning the people of Yerushalayim and the people of Israel claimed, if they must have been taken into Golos already, it's an indicator that they must be really distanced from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because we're here in Israel and they are out, it must be that they're bad. So speak to these people who are dubbed bad by the people of Yerushalayim. Okay, after leaving the people of Yerushalayim with the prophecy he has, what do you say about them? Now the tone is so dramatically different. Listen to how he indicates this. So therefore Hashem says, speak to these people and tell them, although I may have spread you among all the nations, I'll be to them as a small mikdash, I'll be to them as a small mikdash. This is a prophecy of reconciliation. HaKadosh Baruch Hu talks about, just as I spread you out, I'll bring you back. You'll remove all avodah zarah. You'll remove all the disgraces in the land of Israel, and then I'll give you a lev echad, the ruach chadasha etei bekirbechem, a new heart, a renewed spirit. I'll remove lev ha'evan, your stone hearts, from your flesh, v'nosati lochem lev basar, I'll give you a flesh heart, a human heart again. Why? Ki leman b'chukosei aleichu v'smishpatai yishmeru v'asuya v'asu loch osam, so that you should do all the mishpatim. This should obviously be an immediate parallel to the first part of the perek, where it says this is all the punishment is happening because you didn't go in my b'chukoyim and my ways. So this is a clear parallel to the first part of the perek, and I'm going to remove all the disgusting things that happened there before you. And at this point in time, as the Nevuah ends, he sees the Kruvim and the Ofanim and the Kavod Elokei Yisrael moving, and it moves to outside on the mountain, Vayamod al Ahar Asher Mikedem La'ir, on the east mountain of the city. And at that point in time, that brings Yechezkel back from his vision over Yerushalayim, back to Gola, back to Bavel, Vadaberes El Agola, is Divrei Hashem Asher Hirani, and I speak to them the vision that I've just seen. So it's so fascinating. This first audience was those people in Yerushalayim. The second audience was the people outside of Yerushalayim in Bavel, who had been rejected by the people of Yerushalayim because of their Golos, and in fact it sounds like they have a much better future laying ahead for them. Hashem says that he's going to be for a Mikdash Ma'at to them. What does this mean? The Gemara famously says in Megillah, Daf Chav Tes Amud Aleph, that this refers Eloi, Bat Knesia to Beto Midrashot Sheba Bavel. This refers to every shul, every base medrash in exile where HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be, which the Malbim understands to mean is that although the Ashkocha, that Hashem, which was so incandescently clear in the times of the base of Migdash, will no longer be there after the destruction, it'll still be there, but Nistar, it'll still be there, hidden where? Through the conduit of our shuls and our Bat Midrashos. That's why the significance of davening there, of coming to daven there, not just in homes or basements or anywhere else that we choose to learn and daven. This is the places where HaKadosh Baruch Hu says there is a Hashroas HaShchina, even in Golos. Which leads the Sforno, or Avadia Sforno says in the end of Parshas Bechukoyesa, he says that there's a din of Mikdash of Mikdash on a base Midrash, on a base Knesset. There's a din of Mikdashi Tiro, fascinatingly, which the Be'en Hashchayim records in the Halachas. He says that when a person disgraces it, he treats it in a non-honorable way. It's almost as if denying the Hashkoch of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is to be found through the conduit, through the portal of these edifices. Where we still have a direct conduit to Hashem, even though everything else in Golos is run through other intermediaries. What is this replacement of the heart that he's promising in the future? So this is a famous idea. Rashi says that it's just a metaphor to being self-reflective, meaning you're at this moment emotionally not able to have metacognition, to be able to notice what you're doing. I'm going to give you a time where you'll be able to think about yourself. Whereas the Chidah quotes over here, and the Ramban quotes famously on Chumash, about Orlas Levavchen, that Hashem is actually going to change the makeup of the human being, that in the future, at the times of the Mashiach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to remove the Yetzer Hara. In fact, the word Chadasha, the Gematria of it, is Gematria Shakai Ma'osios, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will change us and allow us to be able to stop the Yetzer Hara and allow us to just listen to the Yetzer HaTov. We'll have a different degree of Bechira at that point in time in the future. It is interesting to notice that at the end of Parshas Bechukosai, which this Parsha seems to be alluding to, this Perek seems to be alluding to, where he says that I'm doing this all in order that you should walk in my Chukosai and you should guard my statutes. The reason is at the end, if you look at the end of Parshas Bechukosai, it talks about these terrible curses and says, at the end of that, Ozi kona levavam ha'arel, then your heart, your uncircumcised heart, will be humbled. And this is essentially what Yechezkel is promising, that in the future your heart will be humbled, I will replace it. You should also be aware that as Yechezkel sees the Shekhinah leaving the city and going to the east mountain east of the city, this is one of the 10 stops of the Shekhinah as it leaves Yerushalayim. This is actually the 9th stop, as the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah does, comparing the book of Micha and Yechezkel. This is the 9th stop of the Shekhinah out of its way to Yerushalayim. Last point just to think about, and that is the Rinas Yitzchak quotes a Bereshis rabbi in Parshas Lech Lecha, who says that the Avos heim hamerkava, the Avos themselves are the chariot of Hashem, which means to say that although Yechezkel is witnessing all these different levels, the Ofanim, and the Malach, the Kruvim, and the Chayos, and the Seraphim, all the different levels of the angels, it's true that Yechezkel himself is actually part of that, of the throne, of the support of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world, and as it leaves him, he's left with the message necessary to be able to convey to the people, so he's part of the actual Merkava that he is noticing himself. This brings him back into reality, or back into the Golas, with a message of hope and a message of decimation at the same time. In the meantime, have a wonderful and meaningful day.